So just settling in again to being here. Being with whatever is here with you. Whatever you are at this time in touch with. Arising from our explorations here together or from other things. And so again, just becoming aware of the sense of your body sitting here, breathing. A soft human organism. All these tissues made up of cells, little bags full of juice. Woven together into this physical being, hundreds and thousands and millions of little bags full of juice, squishy, soft, warm, salty. Human existence. Jostling around amongst hundreds and thousands and millions of other human beings, other collections of little bags of juice. We call them cells. We call them human beings. And so just allowing yourself so far as you can without in any way demanding or forcing your experience to be anything other than as it is. Just allowing yourself to be aware of that degree of sensitivity. Vulnerability or just the organicness of your life right now. It's organic life here that we inhabit, that in one way we are, and in another way we are not just this body, this being. That we partake of its life very deeply. We can see that the hardening and armoring of anger, whether directed to others or towards ourselves, is an attempt to protect this soft, vulnerable, sensitive human being. So sensitive emotionally, we feel deeply the danger of others' disapproval, rejection, anger. As a tiny baby, we're completely dependent upon the care and support of others for our survival. Of course, we don't in any way want them to do other than like us, and so we try and fit into what we think that will be, how we need to be, to survive. then as adults it doesn't feel that different. And certainly in times not that long or far ago, it's a matter of a few 100,000 years. A blink of geographic time and a brief period in human evolution. Human beings only survived with each other. One human being on their own was just food for the other creatures out there. And so we're really vulnerable, we feel very vulnerable emotionally to this sense of inclusion and being liked. Equally as we have a physical vulnerability. This emotional vulnerability is part of what makes us what we are. And sometimes we are impacted in our vulnerability by the behavior, by the actions of others. Sometimes we impact others and ourselves. Soft, human, vulnerable beings that we are, it's pretty hard for that not to happen. And when we are in touch with that softness, that humanness, that vulnerable sensitivity, we realize we don't wish to harm others any more than we wish to be harmed ourselves. This we share with all beings, this wish not to be harmed, to be hurt, not to be rejected, excluded, or pushed away. And we may feel deep sorrow and regret or remorse for those things we've done that harmed others. Remorse is not inappropriate. But we also recognize the need for forgiveness towards ourselves and others. To free our hearts from the shadow of the past, we need to let go. Without giving up our capacity to protect ourselves and others and those things we care about, to stand up on behalf of what is true and just. We can turn towards the intention and the possibility of forgiveness. It isn't something we can force ourselves to do, but there is a practice we can engage in that supports us in that journey of deepening our connection and our capacity for forgiveness, connecting to that capacity and deepening that capacity itself. And I'll offer you that practice, which begins by asking forgiveness for ourselves, and then we go on to offer forgiveness to others and then to ourselves. And with this kind of practice, it's not that we're trying to make something happen or somehow push ourselves into making true what we are aspiring towards, but aligning our hearts with an intention and an aspiration towards that possibility. And so, just to repeat silently, inwardly, the words that I offer you, and just allow them to drop gently into your heart, and your mind, and your body, your whole being, like a little pebble dropping into a pond, and whatever ripples that may flow from that, just let them flow. And whether large, small, or none at all, it's okay. Just to let what happens happen. And so we'll begin by just taking again a moment to contact your body. And let your body be at ease so far as it can. If there's ways in which you can let it be comfortable, to let it be comfortable as far as possible. And maybe taking a few moments to make contact with the region in the center of your chest, the heart center. Just feeling the breathing through that region, breathing through the heart. And as we did, I think yesterday, if you wish to bring your hand, the soft palm of your hand, into contact with that region. If that feels useful or supportive, you can do so. Just breathing with your heart, aware and sensitive to that area of your body. And so we're going to begin by asking forgiveness. And so the phrase of asking forgiveness I'll offer you now. From all those beings who I have hurt, intentionally or unintentionally, I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. And just noticing what it's like being sensitive to the experience, whatever it might be, as you say those words internally. And then again, seeing if you can sense what the meaning would be of this, even if it doesn't feel something you can do, but that we're just seeing what it's like to ask. From all those beings who I have hurt, intentionally or unintentionally, I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. There may be images or memories that arise for you. Just gently allow them if you can. There may be feelings, sensations, emotions that you come into contact with, and again, just make space for them. And if none of that arises, that's fine too. Let that be okay. And one more time, the phrase of asking forgiveness. From all those beings who I have hurt, intentionally or unintentionally, I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And again, just allowing however that lands in you to be just as it is. And having ask forgiveness and really take in the place of some humility to do so. In whatever way we've connected with this, we can now turn towards offering forgiveness. And so the phrase of offering forgiveness to others, again, just repeating it after I offer it to you. To all those beings who have hurt me, intentionally or unintentionally, I offer you forgiveness. I forgive you as much as I am able. And not trying to force anything to happen. What arises may be quite a feeling, quite the opposite of forgiveness. That's okay. Or something more neutral. That's okay. And again, to all those beings who have hurt me, intentionally or unintentionally, I offer you forgiveness. I forgive you as much as I'm able. And there may be images again, feelings, memories, or there may not be such things that arise. Seeing if that can be okay, just how it is for you. And once more, the phrase of offering forgiveness to others. To all those beings who have hurt me or harmed me, intentionally or unintentionally, I offer you forgiveness. I forgive you as much as I am able. I forgive you. And having offered forgiveness to others, we can turn to offering forgiveness to ourselves. And so again, just repeating the phrase of self-forgiveness that I'll offer you now. For all those things that I have done, which have harmed others or myself, I offer myself forgiveness. I forgive myself. And so it's not that we can just do it somehow as an act of will, but tuning into what that means, if it's an intention, to make it as an intention that we see what's possible for us here, right now, and perhaps ongoing, without demanding that we succeed at this. And so again, the phrase of self-forgiveness. For all those things that I have done, which have harmed others or myself, I offer myself forgiveness. I forgive myself. And again, there may be images or feelings that arise. Maybe difficult or maybe sweet. Maybe nothing at all. And again, without putting pressure on oneself to do anything, just turning towards this possibility. Again, for all those things that I have done, which have harmed others or myself, I offer myself forgiveness. I truly forgive myself. And just being sensitive to however that lands for you right now. Like planting seeds, they don't always show what they're going to grow into. But the intention to forgive others and ourselves is something deeply powerful and profoundly transformative. And something we can consciously and intentionally practice in this way. So now just also taking a moment to appreciate the goodness of this endeavor, how deeply this world needs more forgiveness, and equally how much our own hearts yearn to be freed from the shadow and weight of the past that forgiveness can release us from. So just taking a moment to really honor the goodness of your endeavors and undertaking here in this meditation, and equally over this weekend, exploring some challenging and difficult territory, learning and growing as we go. And so just taking a moment to wish well for yourself here and in your life. And likewise, extending a sense of appreciation and kindness towards your companions here, who have shared this weekend together with you. And we've all been supported by each other in our practice, in our presence, in our courage and sensitivity, in the listening, in the sharing, in the exploring together. And so extending a sense of kindness and friendliness around to touch each and every being in this space, in this room, including ourselves, with appreciation, with kindness, with care. May we all be safe and protected from harm. May we all be taken care of and have what we need. May we find that which we long for in our hearts. And may the fulfillment and ease, the peace and joy that we wish for in our lives, may this too come to be for each and every one of us here. And may we all learn to live with courage in the face of our vulnerability, and with forgiveness in the midst of our struggles to live well. May all beings deepen in kindness and in courage, in wisdom and in compassion. And may we all be at peace within ourselves. May we all live in peace with one another. And may all beings in all realms, in all times, in all universes, may we all live together in peace.